Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we're going to look back at the Giants' career of Kerry Collins. Kerry Collins had one of the most prolific games in Giants Stadium history as the Giants beat the Minnesota Vikings 41-0 in the 2000 NFC Championship game. Here's a look back at the career of Kerry Collins and what he's been doing afterwards.
Where I grew up, it was a tough town. It was a steel town. We didn't have a lot. You know, my dad worked 2 and 3 jobs. More so than anything, it taught us a work ethic. There's this expectation of what your work ethic is supposed to be and what your toughness is.
Collins' toughness and work ethic earned him a scholarship to Penn State. And in 1994, he was a consensus All-American and won the Maxwell and Davey O'Brien Awards while leading the Nittany Lions to a 12-0 record.
I was one of like 5 quarterbacks that came in freshman year, and you know, I just kind of kept working at it and had some ups and downs, and you know, finally, you know, it all comes together my senior year where we really just kind of came together and you know, had a great offense. You know, we win the Rose Bowl, you know, against Oregon to finish an undefeated season. And you know, unfortunately, in those days they didn't have a playoff system, so you know, we didn't get that opportunity. But again, it doesn't take away from what we accomplished that year and the. The kind of year that we had was something that only comes along every once in a while.
Collins was the 5th overall pick in the 1995 NFL Draft and the first ever draft selection by the expansion Carolina Panthers.
Bill Polian and the rest of the staff in Carolina was really interested in me. And, you know, I get drafted there. I'm the face of the franchise. It's a new franchise. It was very exciting and overwhelming all at the same time in a lot of respects.
Collins earned the starting role in his rookie season and was poised to take charge and lead the young franchise.
Here we go, win on 3. 1, 2, 3, 1.
You know, we had a veteran defense who knew how to play, knew what it took to play, you know, and win in the NFL. And then, you know, our offensively, we were capable. You know, we had a good running game. We were timely in throwing the ball. We didn't make a lot of mistakes. We didn't turn the ball over a lot. And all of a sudden, you know, I think we were 8-0 at home, and, you know, that place is rocking, and we're going to the playoffs. Dallas comes to our place, we beat them.
Collins to throw into the end zone. Green's got it! Touchdown! What a great catch by Willie Green!
In his first playoff performance, Collins threw 2 touchdown passes, and the Panthers shocked the Dallas Cowboys 26-17.
That's one of the top memories of my career as far as excitement goes. You know, winning that game against Dallas, the excitement that came along with that year was incredible. I mean, just because it was a new team and the city was just behind us all the way.
But the dream season would come to an end in the 1996 NFC Championship game against the eventual Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. In 1997, Collins struggled at quarterback, and the Panthers posted a 7-9 record, missing the playoffs entirely. But he was also struggling off the field as well. And in 1998, after an 0-4 start and a series of alcohol-related incidents, Collins was placed on waivers by the Panthers. He spent the rest of the 1998 season with the New Orleans Saints, where his battle with alcohol continued.
You know, I look back on it now where I know I certainly made some mistakes. You know, there were things that I you know, I wish I would have done differently. And, you know, I had to take kind of that good, hard, long look at myself and try and learn from my mistakes and realize that alcohol did not need to be a part of my life. Once I committed to that, you know, things started to turn around.
On February 19th, 1999, the New York Giants signed Kerry Collins to a free agent contract.
It's no coincidence that a lot of my turnaround came when I was with the Giants. Ernie Accorsi, Jim Fossil, they saw something in me that they believed in and wanted to be a part of what they were doing. I knew that it wasn't going to be an easy road, but I was confident that they believed in me. You know, they really were a big part in getting my personal life in order so I could become a better football player.
When the 1999 season began, Collins knew he'd have to earn his way onto the field.
I needed to come in and just show guys who I was, be myself. And, you know, with this new opportunity, I felt like I could do that. I kind of knew that starting right away wasn't going to be part of the equation, so I just needed to bide my time and be patient. And, you know, eventually got my opportunity midway through my first year, and things started to come together.
Collins now throwing it deep downfield for Toomer. He's got him on the run at the 30. Toomer to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants!
Collins in a play fake to throw. Plenty of time looking for the post over the middle, and it's a touchdown to Ike Hilliard!
Collins completed 57% of his passes in 1999, and his strong arm produced big plays that ignited Giants fans.
And that's the thing about that team. The defense was already really good. You got Strahan coming into the zone, Seahorn on the outside, a guy like Sam Garns. I mean, there's just all those pieces that were there. They just needed something offensively. You know, Ike Hilliard with, you know, Amani, Tiki. We were all kind of young guys that we were hungry. I mean, we wanted to show what we could do, and when it all came together, it turned out to be something pretty good.
Collins to throw again. Off the back of his foot to the end zone. Touchdown, Ike Hilliard on the post.
Collins had a vast offensive arsenal to work with, and one of his favorite weapons was wide receiver Ike Hilliard.
Beautiful, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
That's how we do it, baby. I like it. I recognized early on how smart he was. Well, I think we're both instinctive players, and his feel for the game and his feel for space and getting open and running around a certain way. I just knew that I could rely on Ike, that Ike was going to be in the right place. He was going to know what to do. And when he got there, he was going to give me a place to throw the ball.
We're going to put some drives together. We're going to score touchdowns, baby. Let's go. Win on three. One, two, three, win.
Collins pumps, looks, throws it left. Pass caught. Touchdown on the scene. Ron Dixon. Collins steps up, looking, throwing to the end zone. Touchdown! Ike Hilliard. Plenty of time, lobs it deep down the right side, and the pass is caught, and a touchdown! And a mighty Toomer! What a brilliant catch!
In 2000, Collins was set to lead one of the league's most potent offenses, and Big Blue had its sights set on a long-awaited return to the Super Bowl.
We started off pretty well, and I think at one point we were 7-2, and we had lost two games in a row. Teams can either go two ways at that point. It either fall apart or keep going in the right direction. Through Jim's credit, we were able to keep going in the right direction.
This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
He's just been saying, we believe in you. I believe in this team. I believe that this team can go places.
Rising to their coach's challenge, the Giants won five of their last seven games, capturing the NFC Eastern Division title.
Each game, we just kind of found ways to win. And all of a sudden, we look up and we're 12-4.
In the NFC Divisional playoff against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Giants raced out to an early lead and never looked back.
We had the Eagles' number. They were beating everybody else, but we really had their number.
Dixon will take it from his own 4. Up to the 10, 15, breaks right, 20, 25, 30. There goes Dixon to the outside. It's a foot race. Ron Dixon in midfield. Ron Dixon's going to score. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. No flags.
Anytime you can get a start like that for an offense, for a team, you know you just delivered a big blow right off the bat. And a lot of times that sets the tone for the game.
On a rare day when the Giants' offense did not find the end zone, the Big Blue defense put some much-needed points on the scoreboard.
McNabb again over center. Drops straight back. Giants on a blitz. McNabb hit as he throws. Swings it right. And the pass nearly. It is intercepted by Seahorn. He's got it on the run. Down the left sideline. Cuts it at the 10. 5. Touchdown! What a play by Seahorn!
I saw the throw, and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it's in the grass. It's in the dirt. I mean, it's going to bounce. And you know, all of a sudden I see Jason get up and run into the end zone. And finally, you know, got to see the replay. And what an unbelievable athletic play. You know, those are the kind of plays that help you win those kind of games.
Hey, I've never seen a play like that, man. Hey, Jason.
I've never seen anything like that.
Celebration is on.
See you next week, folks.
For the first time in 10 years, New York would play for the NFC Championship. And Giants players and fans were ready for battle.
Well, you could sense it when you got to the stadium that day, the electricity, seeing the crowd waving the flags, the crowd just absolutely going nuts.
They ain't seen nothing like us. Get after their ass from beginning to end, all right? Respect on three. One, two, three, respect.
In front of an electric crowd, Collins shocked the Vikings with two quick touchdown strikes.
Over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Ike. He's got six.
We started off taking the ball right down and scoring, getting the ball back, scoring again.
Throwing down the right side, and he's got Camilla. Touchdown! Greg Camilla on a halfback waggle, and the Giants in 2 minutes and 13 seconds lead it 13-0.
After we scored that second touchdown, I hit Camilla in the end zone. It was as an electric feel as I've ever had on a football field. It's just one of those games. Everything went right.
Collins under pressure, avoids the sack, rolls to his left, throws corner in the end zone, touchdown, Jervis! Oh, what a play by Collins!
I'm talking Ike, drawing stuff up in the huddle. Hey, do this, you know, play, you know. And I never really did a whole lot of that, but it was just kind of one of those games where just that sense of not being able to be stopped.
When Collins steps up, looks, throws to the end zone, touchdown!
Hilliard!
Ike Hilliard gets his second of the game!
Collins short drop. Collins looks, lobs it back corner of the end zone for Toomer. He's got a touchdown!
He just outworked the defensive back, Robert Tate.
It was like the perfect day. There's moments as I look back on my career, and, you know, that day is at the top, without question.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
Great job.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, put it on your shoulder, and you put it right on through there. I mean it.
This is the Giant team that, as we fought towards, the worst team ever to win the home field advantage in the National Football League. And today, on this field of painter's mud, we proved that we're the worst team ever to win the National Football Conference Championship.
You know, the pride that I felt seeing him up there, that trophy, talking to the fans.
And I'm happy to say that in 2 weeks, we're going to try to become the worst team ever to win the Super Bowl.
To know that he could stand up there and give that kind of speech, and I had something to do with it, was really a matter of personal pride for me.
Stover approaches the football. We are underway. The flashbulb sparkled.
But in Super Bowl 35 against the Baltimore Ravens, the offense would once again fail to find the end zone. And Ron Dixon's kickoff return to open the second half would be the Giants' only score in a 34-7 defeat.
It was an extremely difficult game to find any kind of rhythm. And you got to give credit to them because their defense was unbelievable. I didn't play my best. Offensively, we didn't play our best. It was extremely disappointing to make it that far and to not win it. Because I knew how hard it was to get there.
I live to fight another day.
Yeah. You had a great season, man. I'm proud of you.
After coming up short in Super Bowl 35, Kerry Collins would remain the Giants' signal caller for the next three seasons. In 2002, he would have the best season of his career, throwing for over 4,000 yards and completing 61% of his passes. He finished his career in New York after the 2003 season and is fourth on the Giants' career passing leaders list. He spent the next two seasons with the Oakland Raiders and five seasons in Tennessee, where he led the Titans to the playoffs in 2008 while earning his second trip to the Pro Bowl. And in 2011, after a 16-year career, Kerry Collins retired from the NFL as a member of the Indianapolis Colts.
I was ready. I'm one of the lucky ones because I was able to leave on my own terms. And I got to play as long as I wanted to play.
And now that his playing days are over, Collins spends time raising cattle on his ranches in North Carolina and Tennessee.
So this is the Blue Q Ranch edition of Tennessee. Blue Q Ranch basically is headquartered in North Carolina. I have almost 1,600 acres of land. A lot of that is devoted to cattle. We have about 300 head of mama cows. That's really the main farm. And, you know, we decided to stay here in Tennessee, so I go back and forth quite a bit. And got about 65 acres here. All the livestock we have are these wonderful chickens that my daughter has started her own egg business. Originally, she was going to do most of the caretaking of the chickens, but as it usually ends up, me and my wife do most of it. So Blue Q, I've worn blue everywhere I've played with the Giants. At the time, the Giants, Penn State, Carolina, and of course, being a quarterback, Q, just, you know, I felt like it had a nice ring to it, and I enjoy the land. I'd much rather be out working, doing something with the tractor, hay production, whatever, and it's just something that, you know, I've always, you know, kind of loved. I mean, I didn't grow up on a farm, but there were a lot of farms around in our area where I grew up, and always appreciated them and farmers and the work that they did, and, you know, I enjoy doing the work.
Yeah, that'll hold.
And really what I do here is basically devoted to hay production that I sell, you know, to just local people here for their horses, their cattle. It gives me an opportunity to scratch my farming itch that I've grown to love. It's a really special place. We've been in here a little bit over a year and we love it. I mean, as you can see, you know, we got space, you know, we're able to have things like the chickens, and I get to do the stuff I enjoy doing, and you know, we're 15 minutes from civilization. So, you know, my wife loves it. My daughter loves it. You know, it's a place that you know, has begun to feel like home very quickly.
Collins has found another passion in his post-football days: writing country music.
I've always loved music. I was more of a pop rock guy growing up. You know. I started listening to some country music, you know, guys like Alan Jackson and George Strait, you know, and even going back further than that, guys like Ronnie Millsap that we grew up with, you know. I mean, there's so many of those guys were just phenomenal storytellers, you know. And, you know, I'd always kind of written things down. I always felt like, you know, I was a decent writer in general. And, you know, being here in Nashville, there's so many songwriters that I met somebody. I said, hey, you know, let's write a song. You know, just kind of took a chance and I loved it. I mean, just the whole creative process and, you know, turning an idea into, you know, a song. I could be driving down the interstate and a, you know, saying or something will come into my head and I'm like, oh, that's pretty good for, you know, pretty good title or pretty good lyric somewhere. And it was something that was completely different from football, anything else in my life. You know, it came from a different part of my world and my brain you know, so I really gravitated towards it, and you know, just something that I really developed a passion for, and I got the opportunity to write with a lot of great writers. Ed Hill was the first big name writer that I wrote with, and I was at a charity event with him, and I just went up to him. I said, Ed, you want to write a song? He's like, oh man, I'd love to. You know what I mean? I just totally kind of took a chance, and you know, we ended up writing two, three, four songs together, and just kind of started the process. And I had some help here in Nashville with guys, you know, setting up different co-writes, setting up different writing sessions with other writers. And, you know, I didn't have a major success. I didn't have a, you know, number one hit or, you know, big single or anything like that. But just the process, being able to be around those kind of people and how amazingly talented they are and how creative they are, you know, something that I've really enjoyed. And thankfully, I was around. People always ask me, where was your favorite place to play? Without hesitation, I say the New York Giants. Once a Giant, always a Giant means to me it's being part of something that personifies what the NFL is and what it was and what it's going to be. It's a flagship franchise, storied family. You know, the tradition, the pride, the history. Those are all things that I believe in and hold dear. And I felt that with the New York Giants.
Terry Collins is an important figure in Giants history. The Giants were searching for a quarterback throughout the 1990s. He brought winning and success offensively back to the Big Blue, which ushered in then the Tom Coughlin era in 2004 and two Super Bowl championships. But under Kerry's guidance, the Giants were back winning again, as they did in both 2000 and 2002 in making the postseason. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you join us each and every week right here on My Nine for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.